For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen the story, a survey carried out by the Irish Independent today. 60 of 67 TDs who responded to their survey have had threats made against them. Those threats include being threatened with weapons like a gun, a threat of being hanged, a threat of decapitation in one place. And it follows on from stories, anecdotal evidence of this type of thing increasing in the body politic. Sean O'Farrell is with me, Ciarán Corla and Hazel Shu, Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, of course. You're both very welcome. Sean, talk me through some of the stuff that you get, be it in the post, on email, in person, however these threats are received.
Well, in fairness, I wouldn't want to exaggerate now in any way the amount of stuff I get, Ciarán. I'd say it's mild when compared with the abuse that other members, in particular women, seem to get. But yeah, I mean, in the not too distant past, I've had somebody who came to the office looking for me. I wasn't there. They told a staff member when they got me they'd cut my head off. Now, I would take all that with a grain of salt because I knew the person involved and I wouldn't attribute anything particularly significant to it. But I did, round about the same time, receive a letter from an anonymous writer who told me that they knew where I lived, they knew the registration of my car, they knew my comings and goings, they knew I'd had a cancer diagnosis, and they hoped that the cancer would get me, but the implication was that if it didn't get me, that they were waiting in the long grass for me anyway. And that sort of thing was quite sinister, and I did pass that on to the Gardaí because I took it quite seriously.
And is this, even when you talk amongst your colleagues, Sean, is this something that is increasing in frequency?
I think it's become a phenomenon all right in the last couple of years. Now, I do think we've got to get a hold on ourselves and put this in perspective. I think we have to realise that social media in particular is a vehicle that's been used against people in the public eye generally, not just politicians. And I think you'll talk to people in the world of the arts, the media, business, and so on, and you'll hear that they are the subject of targeting and pylons on occasions. But I suppose what's problematic for us in politics is this, that we're at a juncture in Ireland where we need to renew the body politic. We need to get more young people. We need to get an awful lot more women. We need to get more representatives of the new Irish community. I say very often when I sit in the Dáil in the Ciarán Corla's chair and I look out, I see more people like myself, old grey-haired guys, than I do of the sort of people that I'll see if I walk down on Grafton Street. And do you know what? We want to get to a point where the makeup of the 160 or 174, whatever is going to be the next thought, is really genuinely representative of the Ireland of today. Because it's through doing that that we get the sort of decisions and the sort of leadership that the people of today deserve.
That's what you worry about. Not so much that the threats kind of become reality, but rather just the threats themselves put people off getting into politics.
No, I'm not saying. I think all of us have to be discerning. And one of the things I have done is I've ensured that the members of the Oireachtas, Dáil and Shannon, have had direct contact linkages with the cooperation of the Gardaí with their crime prevention officers, so that public representatives at national level can be assessed by the Gardaí. The Gardaí can measure the level of risk, because for some people there are very real risks. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, we've looked at two people lose their lives in the United Kingdom. I would be very friendly with Sir Lindsay Hoyle. I've discussed this situation with him. I'm aware of the very elaborate security measures that they have been able to take in the House of Commons to protect members of both the House of Commons and the House of Lords. Now, we're a long way from that, and the relationship between Irish people and Irish politicians is different to that in Britain. But people have lost their lives in Britain, and there is a nasty and insidious aspect to some of this, but we do need to keep it in proportion.
Hazel Chu is with us as well. Like I say, Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin. Hazel, were you in any way surprised when you saw the story in the paper?
Not at all, in fairness, Kieran. And I think Sean had said it. The fact that there is a task force there in the Oireachtas is because it's been a growing threat. So, and I'd like to commend Sean for establishing it. What we do need to see, however, is not just in the Oireachtas. It's on the council level as well. It's across the board to encourage people to come into politics. Because if you can't tell people, listen, this is a job that you can be safe in, people wouldn't want to go into it. So there's that representation issue where you don't have secession in politics that will be representative of the people. And on top of that, you have this growing discourse where people think this type of threat and this type of violence is okay. You see it in Germany, you see it in Denmark, you see it in countries across the world where politicians are being attacked. We saw it in UK with Joe Cox and somehow we're now in Ireland, and Ireland is not that type of country. Like we had the homecoming today of Olympians that are showing the positivity of our people. We are a country, a nation that has always been positive and welcoming and supportive of each other. Yet seeing some of the threats towards our public representatives have just shown not the underbelly of this discourse, but a real threat to our democracy. Because what we have in Ireland is that direct democracy where you can get in touch with your councillor or TD or rep, where you can go and say at the constituency office, X, Y is an issue, how can you help? And it is that very personal representation that we have. And that right now is under threat because some people think, well, they can sow division by threatening people by using this sort of violence. And we have to stop it. So we have to be able to stop it.
Yeah, listen, and I don't want to kind of be dismissive of kind of threats to people's life or anything, but sometimes I think the more insidious stuff is the stuff you touched on there, the stuff that seeks to sow division. So kind of describing, say, Sean and others as kind of traitors and enemies of the country, enemies of the people. I think that in some ways that's the more damaging stuff.
Yeah, like, look, who would have thought even 5, 6 years back or even 10 years back, 2 dolls back, that you will see mock gallows outside the doll with pictures of politicians being hung? Who would have thought that people would go to people's doors at their homes when they have family and children in there and protest with signs saying that they're traitors? So, and it's that growing division and discourse and people being steered in that way by social media is one, but even within a community where there's where it's not just the social media, where this misinformation is being spread, that's one of the key things. The division is being spread by a lot of lies and misinformation that is being pushed around, and people lap it up. So one of the things I would say to people in general is when you see something, be it about homelessness, be it about immigration, be it about the government, really go and fact check it and see whether what you're seeing for yourself is true, because that growing doubt, that division that people want to sow, they're getting there at the moment.
Sean, if you're going to a local national school, for example, now in a few weeks' time when they're back and you're talking to kids, or maybe a bit older, you're going to the local secondary school and you're trying to encourage people to get involved in politics in some shape or form, and one child puts up their hand, they say, sorry, the Taoiseach has been advised by the Gardaí to move into Farmley House because there's been bomb threats made against him and his family. Why in the name of good God would I want to get involved in that industry? What's the answer that you give to that?
Well, the answer to that is, I suppose, that there is an element in Irish society today that we must recognise exists, that it's a dangerous element that has been given a voice through social media, voice that it never had in the past. These type of people who threaten these things sat on bar stools or stood at street corners in the past, but nobody had to pay much attention to them. They're now enabled by virtue of social media to reach a far larger audience, and most of them are cowards and bluffers. I agree with you, Kieran, when you use that term traitor. I've been called a traitor recently for the first time on social media. I just wonder if we could look at the profile of these people who level these accusations and see what they have ever done for Ireland, whatever, what have they ever done for their local communities? But what would I say to the kids in second level schools and primary schools? I would say that politics at the end of the day is an honourable profession. I would say it is through politics that I found the best way to deliver a service to my local community. It enabled me work to make the community I live in a better, a more vibrant place. And I would say Hazel will say the same thing, that through politics, we have the ability to influence and to lead change so that we can move our communities, move our counties, move our country in a more positive direction to create greater equity in society, more fairness, more security for the future. And I don't know that there is any other area of life where the potential to achieve good is greater than it is in politics, with the exception, perhaps, of medicine, where you can actually save lives.
Well, it just so happens, actually, while we were speaking, breaking news flashes up on my screen. A 47-year-old man has appeared before Galway District Court, charged with making an online threat to kill or cause serious harm to Taoiseach Simon Harris and his family, charged without lawful excuse, making threats to Mr. Harris, intending for him to believe it would be carried out to kill or cause serious harm. That the charge, the formal charge. Listen, Sean O'Farrell, thank you very much for speaking to us. Ciarán Corlett, of course, Hazel Chu.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.